Good morning, everyone. My name is James Griffin. I'm the digital library developer at Lafayette College Libraries, and I'm going to be discussing our work to support semantic versioning for vagrant environments using a hosted service known as Atlas. So to briefly introduce Vagrant for those who are unfamiliar with this tool, Vagrant is a service used to virtualize server environments. It manages this by supporting integration with hypervisors. Specifically, you have a suite of hypervisors that you can select that are supported by Vagrant. Two of the most common solutions there are the open source VirtualBox or the proprietary VMware. These are used to actually instantiate virtualized server environments on your host machine. The state for these virtualized server environments themselves is managed, they're managed as virtual machine images. Vagrant does this by providing a wrapper type of format known as a box, and this I'll go into a bit more in detail later is what enables one to undertake versioning for these stateful server boxes. Vagrant doesn't just wrap these hypervisors, it also allows you to perform what is known as provisioning for these server environments. Basically, this allows one to install certain system packages or system services in an automated fashion. This can be as simple as a suite of bash scripts or something a bit more complex, such as using an Ansible playbook or a series of Puppet modules. At Lafayette College, we do not use Vagrant. We have been tethered to Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization, their suite. However, we have been in a position where reproducing environments has been quite costly. We basically need to ensure that we have consistency between our dev, staging, and production environments at the level of versions of Jetty or Tomcat, versions of Ruby. FC Repo Wrapper and Solar Wrapper have given us some degree of consistency between environments, but while these are excellent for development, they're of limited utility for performance testing if we need to tweak FC Repo or Solar, and certainly not recommended for production releases. Within the most recent GeoConcern sprint, we had the opportunity to contribute to the restructuring of certain Vagrant boxes that were used in the release of a server environment that some of you may have used in the Dive Into GeoConcerns workshop. We found that throughout this process, we needed to bind releases of these actual Vagrant boxes to the releases of GeoConcerns gems. In other words, with each gem, we needed to make substantial modifications to these server environments. Likewise, as we began to develop Vagrant within Lafayette College, while we found that we could support provisioning using Puppet within our own institution, we found that there were bottlenecks when it came to rebuilding the entire boxes between iterations when it came to testing these server environments. So Atlas provided us with a solution. It's a hosted storage service where you can basically download release boxes from Atlas. These boxes are built and versioned. The boxes themselves can be shared, and one will find these within nearly all Vagrant projects. You have something like an Ubuntu-based box. And this is precisely the logic behind using something such as Atlas. You can basically begin to decouple the build process in such a manner as to ensure that you are basically repurposing the usage of certain system services or system packages at the level of, say, installing the Java runtime environment, installing certain packages such as Apache Tomcat or running Jetty. And that can be left in a certain release, and you can consistently use that as a base box. And you can build on top of that customized base box in order to provide an environment for a Rails app. And this is a screenshot of the type of interface that you're faced with. Again, you can see right here that this is version 0.0.10 for the GeoConcerns Vagrant solution. This is publicly accessible. I just wanted to be certain that we had a persistent screenshot should there be any network issues on my laptop. And finally, there is some degree of interest in looking to support Docker within vagrant environments. I'm not going to go into that right within the scope of this talk, obviously, but GeoConcerns is currently using an approach where vagrant boxes become used as Docker hosts. So you start to have virtualization within virtualization at that point in time. And basically, you can start to repurpose a lot of what's being done on the Docker registry. So thank you very much for your attention.